Now I want you to turn with me in the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 17. While you are finding your place in the Word of God, I heard Dr. W. A. Criswell on the radio this morning. I heard him say, and I wanted to share this with you because many of you probably did not hear it. Dr. Criswell said, and these are his words almost verbatim, because, and I'm quoting the past president of the Southern Baptist Convention and the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, because the seminaries and colleges of the Southern Baptist Convention have parted the way and left the ancient path of our forefathers, we, speaking of himself and his church, are starting the Criswell Bible Institute. Amen. He said, we are going to teach our men the Bible. Now, that said to me, they're not getting it somewhere else. And I thought, he said, once a year, we're going to have a school of prophecy. And we're going to invite all of the men of the Southern Baptist Convention to come to that school a week long every year. You know what I thought about? 40 years ago, Dr. J. Frank Norris had that vision. He was the pastor of the First Baptist Church, the past editor of the Baptist Standard, and one of the most promising preachers in the Southern Baptist Convention. And he said, we are going to start a Bible Baptist seminary. And that's why we have it today. I just wanted to share that with you because I'm proud of what was started 40 years ago and what exists today, and whose graduates are pastoring the largest churches in America. Dr. Criswell is doing in 1970 what Dr. Norris did in 1930. Praise God for it. Well, that's just part of my message, I suppose. And I haven't even taken my text yet. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 17. We'll read it after we pause in a moment of prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee for the wonderful things that Thou hast done for us. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for this great church. We thank Thee for our seminary. We thank Thee for the Bible that we believe every word, every syllable, every sound to be inspired of the Holy Spirit. And now, Heavenly Father, may we distinguish ourselves as a people that is depending upon Thee. For we know that it is not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit, saith the Lord. Conquer us today. Brand us today as Thy very own, that we would never stray from the flock. And dear God, I pray this morning, as the pastor of this people, if I would ever depart from the faith and from the preaching of the inspiration of the Scriptures, don't let me speak. May this people be of the same mind. Dear God, if we ever come to the point that we forsake Thy Word, don't let us be a church anymore, for we would not be a church. Keep us in the path. Bridle us and brand us by the Holy Spirit is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Say, I want you to read that with me. It's just one verse. Galatians 6:17. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. My message today is entitled Branded, and it is the first in four messages under the series Roundup for Jesus. Every Sunday morning in October, under that heading, Roundup for Jesus. Today, Branded. Let me share with you a little poem that I have had tucked away, that I got out of a magazine a long time ago. It's so fitting for my message. Listen to it. Today I found a critter on my range, as fat and sleek as any calf I own. But this fat calf was slick, unbranded, strange. The burning iron this calf has never known. Oh, lucky calf, you've never known the fright of lariat that snatches you in flight. You've never known that hopeless, helpless plight when strong, unyielding hands have held you tight and that fierce iron has burned upon your hip an everlasting mark of ownership. I pass you by to ride among my own, to see with joy how much my calves have grown, to care for any sickness, any need, to put my cattle on the finest feed. My cows, it seems, quite gladly wear my brand. It seems somehow they almost understand that they are mine and I will give them care. And what they are is but the brand they wear. I wonder, is that calf unbranded still that feeds alone upon the lonely hill as lucky as I thought he was at first? No rancher cares if he should die of thirst. And if at roundup time that calf is lost, no one will search and never count the cost of making sure he's safely back at home before the howling wolves of winter roam. It seems I read once in a sacred book, that sheep is blessed that knows the shepherd's crook. And someday surely I will understand how blessed is one who wears his master's brand. Branded, branded, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. The word branded in the Greek is stigmata, from which we get our word stigma or mark. It means a scar of service or a mark of ownership. Paul said in Galatians 6:17, I bear in my body the marks, the stigmata, the brand marks of the Lord Jesus. What Paul really said was this: the wounds of Christ are reproduced in the scars on my body. The wounds of Christ are reproduced in the scars on my body. The soldier comes home from the war. He's battered and bruised. His body is broken. He's lost a leg or an arm. And he wears the medal of heroic duty. And long after the medals have deteriorated and lost their glitter and lost their glow, everybody that sees that soldier knows by the scars that are in his body, he bears the scars of battle in defense of his own country. Too many of us would be all too proud to wear the medal, but all too ashamed of the scar. Branded. The wounds of Christ are reproduced in my body. In the ancient world, there were five classes of people who wore a brand. They wore the brand mark that was burned either in their hand or on their head or somewhere on their body. Those five classes are: 1, slaves. The slave wore a brand of ownership. The initials or the name of the owner of the slave was branded on the slave. Another class, the soldiers. The soldiers wore a brand, a mark of allegiance. A third class, the devotees, that is, those who were especially devoted to some particular cause. They wore the brand mark of consecration. Then the criminals had their own brand, their own mark, and theirs was a mark of exposure. And every time a man saw a criminal, he knew he was a criminal by the brand mark that he wore. The fifth class, the hated, the abhorred, those who were despised had a mark, a brand of reproach. Now, the Apostle Paul bore all five of those brands in one, for he was a slave to Jesus. He was a soldier of the cross. He was a devotee to the cause of Jesus Christ. He was indeed considered a criminal by his own nation. He was hated also by his own people. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. It's roundup time. And all over Texas and other states where the ranches are operated, the calves will be brought into the roundup and they will be branded. The hot iron will be put to the hip. But let me give you again the last verse of that little poem. It seems I read once in a sacred book, that sheep is blessed that knows the shepherd's crook. And someday I will understand how blessed is the one who wears his master's brand. The wounds of Jesus are reproduced in the scars on my body. So said Paul. Some of the men who were branded in the Bible were Cain, who was branded with a mark as a murderer. And Lot was branded with a mark of a compromiser. And Jacob was branded with a mark of a deceiver. And Achan was branded with a mark of a thief. And Saul was branded with a mark of jealousy. And Samson was branded with a mark of backsliding. See him as he is brought into the palace of the Philistines. His eyes are punched out. And everybody that looked at Samson knew that he was a backslider by the brand mark that he bore. And what shall I say about Judas? He wore the mark of a traitor, for he betrayed his Lord. And then there's Paul, who said, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. The Apostle Paul bore the brand mark of a Christian, a brand mark of Christ. And the brand mark of Christianity is the cross. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Perhaps Paul was alluding to that time that he was stoned and left half dead. Perhaps he was alluding to the time that he was five times beaten with a scourge until the blood ran from his body. I bear in my body the marks, branded for Jesus, branded by the cross, branded with a mark of suffering and shame and sacrifice. Paul bore the stamp of Jesus Christ. You and I must bear that mark. The songwriter said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for me. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus, branded for Christ. You and I must never, but never be ashamed. We must never be ashamed of the brand mark of Jesus Christ. Paul was at his Lord's disposal. So must you and I be. Paul was under his Lord's command. So must you and I be. Paul was about his Lord's business. So must you and I be. Why? Because we are branded. The Apostle Paul could have worn the brand of a philosopher, or of a scholar, or of a merchant, or of a rabbi. But Paul chose to bear the mark of a slave. I bear in my body the marks, the brand marks of the Lord Jesus. There's a beautiful story in the Old Testament, and you know it. Here comes the slave, the servant. He has served his master well. His master says to him, you have served your time as my servant. Now you have a choice. You can either go free, or if you remain, you will be a bond slave to me all the days of your life. I see that servant. His master has given him a place to live. His master has shared with him the crop and the flock. Since he has been with his master, he has gained a wife, and to that union, precious children have been born. But the day of his freedom is at hand. Will you go free, or will you remain as a bond slave? And that servant says, Master, oh, Master, I love you. Oh, Master, I love what you have given me. Oh, Master, I love what you have promised me for the future. I will remain. I will be your bond slave all the days that I live. And the master said, all right, as a brand mark, tilt your head over on this block. And a hole was drilled in the earlobe. And every man that saw that man knew he was a bond slave to his master. Dear Jesus, dear Master, I love you. Oh, dear Master, you have done so much for me. Oh, dear Master, you have promised me so much. Dear Master, I don't want to be free. I want to be your slave. give me the marks of the cross upon my body, that I might say with Paul, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Forbid it, God, that we should ever declare our freedom from him, but we should serve him all the days of our lives. What are some of those brand marks upon the Christian? I named two or three. First, there's the mark of the new birth. The mark of the new birth. I've rejoiced in recent weeks when I've gone to the hospital and to the homes of some of our young and tender parents, and some of them are here this morning. And God has given them precious new life in their family. And I've heard the different members of the family say, why, he's got eyes just like his daddy. She's got a nose just like her mother. Physical characteristics just like the family. Oh, beloved, in the spiritual realm, we have the spiritual characteristics of our family. We are born into the family of God through the new birth. So in the spiritual realm, we have certain spiritual characteristics. Oh, I wish that my members could always say about me, look at him. He has the look of Christ. Because Christ looked with compassion, he looks with compassion. Look at her, a member of Worth Baptist Church. She has the walk of Christ. Because Christ walked in an obedient path, she walks in an obedient path. Look at them. Listen to them. They bear the marks of the new birth. They have the talk of Jesus. Listen to their words. They sound pure and wholesome. Look at them again. They have the love of Christ. Because he loved, you and I love. Look at them. Those members of Worth Baptist Church. Those born again ones. Those dear saints of God. They are unselfish. They have the unselfishness of Jesus because he was unselfish. They are unselfish. I bear in my body the brand marks of Jesus, branded for him. We ought to be so branded for him that our prayer would be this: dear God, my time is your time. My talent is your talent. My energy is your energy. My money is your money. My life is your life. Branded for Jesus. Look at his hands. They bear the prints of the nails. Do your hands bear the prints of labor and sacrifice? Look at his feet. They bear the marks of a spike. Do your feet show forth obedience, walking in the pathway of righteousness? Look at his heart. It has the mark of a spear. It is broken. Is your heart broken for the lost? Oh, we talk about Roundup Revival. If our hearts get broken this month, if we bleed and plead and suffer and agonize for those who are lost this month, we'll have the greatest revival any church has ever known. If our hearts are broken for lost humanity. You and I are marked people because we follow a marked man. Jesus had the marks of suffering and sacrifice and shame and service in his body. Can we say with Paul, I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus? the brand marks of Jesus in my body, God help us that we can. And there is another mark of this Christian faith, and that is the mark of faithfulness. Faithfulness. I read a story about an African native who was saved, and yet he had a violent temper. He got mad at nothing. One day he heard the missionary preach from Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. He went home, and because he had such a violent temper, and because he wanted to be so much more like Jesus, this native African burned with a hot iron the emblem of the cross in each hand. And he said later, now, every time I get angry and clench my fist, I feel the scars of the cross. Oh, beloved, if we but could feel daily the symbol, the emblem of the cross. If we could but say with Paul, I am branded for Jesus. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. The best thing that can be said about a Christian is that he's faithful. As someone has put it, God let Enoch walk with him because he was faithful. God let Noah sail with him because he was faithful. God let Elijah ride with him in the chariot because he was faithful. And God let Paul talk with him because he was faithful. I've got one for us. If you and I are faithful, God will let us reign with him. He that is faithful over a few things, I will make him ruler over many. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. There's a legend about King Arthur that whenever his soldiers came home from battle, he always inspected every soldier individually. And if perchance he found a soldier who did not have a battle scar, he sent him back into the heat of the battle so he would get a battle scar, so that everybody that saw him would know he fought for the king. Beloved, maybe God needs to send some of us back into the battle that we might get the scars, that everybody that sees us might know that we have fought for our King, a mark of faithfulness. And then there is the mark of expectancy. If there is one mark that we as Christians ought to wear today, it is the mark of expectation. What are we expecting? Surely we are not expecting help from the capitals of the nations of earth. They will be overthrown. Surely we are not expecting help from Wall Street, for it will drop and the markets will crash again. But let us say from the deep of our heart and mean it with the psalmist, I shall lift mine eyes unto the hills. Whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. We ought to be expecting something to happen. What are we looking for? A raise in pay, a better car, a bigger home, a better job. These things are wonderful in their proper perspective. But ultimately, we as Christians who bear the brand marks of the cross, we must be expecting Jesus to come again. What should be our attitude about the return of the Lord Jesus? We ought to love it. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:8, not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. We ought to pray for it. The last prayer of the Bible, the Revelation 22:20, even so come, Lord Jesus. We ought to occupy until it happens. Luke 19:13, occupy till I come. We ought to look for it. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we ought to expect it. Matthew 25:13, be ye therefore ready. Back in the city of Norfolk, Virginia, there's an old colored lady, there was. She may still be living. When I was a child, I heard the story about her. Every day, at 12 o'clock, she was there to meet the ferry boat from Portsmouth that crossed the channel from Norfolk to Portsmouth, Virginia. She became a legend in her own time. Every day at 12 o'clock, she was standing waiting for the ferry boat to come. This went on for weeks and months and years. One day someone asked her, "Madam, we see you here at the ferry boat every day at 12 o'clock. We want to know why you are here every day at 12 o'clock. And she answered, "My husband took the ferry boat over to Portsmouth one day, and he told me, 'Honey, I'll be back tomorrow on the 12 o'clock ferry.' And I have been here to meet every ferry boat since that day. And I don't know when he's coming back, but I know he is because he told me he was. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Well, it's almost 12 o'clock and I'm waiting for the ferry boat to pull in, because one day I got branded. Oh, I've strayed, but I've never been lost, because I bear the brand of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm branded for Him. Whose brand do you wear today? Let us stand for our prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we pray again that we would be so branded for Jesus that our time would be thy time and our lives would be thy life. That our money would be thy money, that our energy would be thy energy, that our wills would be thy will. Help us to say with Paul and to mean it, "I bear in my body the brand marks of Jesus." Dear God, if there are those who have not trusted Him, may they step out of their seat and down to this front right now to trust Christ. If there are those, Heavenly Father, who do not bear the brand of Jesus, may they come and be branded for Him today in this roundup revival. Never to stray. Never to get lost. Never to wander. Dear God, if there are those who do not bear the brand of Worth Baptist Church, who are seeking a church home, may they step out to be branded as one of us today. If there are those, Heavenly Father, and surely there must be those who have the brand of Christ and who have the brand of the church, but somehow they've let other things grow over that brand and almost cover it up. May they come and be re-stamped, rebranded today for Jesus. In His name we pray.